Jason Klepa presents as many reps as possible, develop the AMRAP mentality, written and narrated by the author, Jason Klepa. Preface: The day things changed. I began working on this book in the fall of 2015. At the time, life was really good. I experienced some personal and professional success and felt strongly about what I wanted to say in regards to building a successful business, being an entrepreneur, and doing both while staying balanced mentally, emotionally, and physically. My work and family life were firing on all cylinders. I really felt like we had it all. Things changed suddenly on January 20th, 2016. It was a Wednesday, and we had taken our 4-year-old daughter, Ava, to the doctor. She had been experiencing pain in her legs. At first, we thought these were just growing pains, something every child experiences. But soon after, she started to experience severe bruising that just didn't make sense. She'd also had a series of ear infections, bad ear infection. The doctor told us that one of the infections was the worst they'd ever seen. It was pretty ugly stuff. I started to think to myself, man, something must really be wrong. At around 2 p.m., the nurse drew blood for a test. They thought that Ava might have some sort of significant deficiency that was throwing her system out of whack, a lack of maybe iron. They put a rush on the samples and sent them to the lab. While waiting for the results, we had gone back home. My wife, Ashley, was making dinner when the lab called. It was about 6 p.m. They reported there was something irregular in Ava's blood work and that we should expect a call back shortly. That was definitely not the kind of thing we wanted to hear. 5 minutes later, Ava's doctor called. "You need to take Ava to the Stanford emergency room right away," they said. That was all he told us, but the urgency in his voice told us not to hesitate. We didn't have to be told twice. Leaving our dinner on the counter, we made the nerve-wracking 35-minute drive from our home in Los Gatos to Palo Alto. Our initial thought was that the irregular blood work must have had something to do with that kind of significant deficiency and it needed to be addressed right away. But we were just guessing and hoping for the best. We were in the dark about what was actually going on. We entered the hospital through the ER and were directed to the individual room for immunocompromised children. We were alone in a quarantine area. Things started to get really heavy. I'll never forget the first trip. Unfortunately, it's one that we would become very familiar with. A nurse led us to the room, and before she handed us off to the other staff, she said something that took my wife and I completely off guard. "There was one piece of advice that I have for you," she said. "I've seen a lot of things happen here, a lot of stories. Make sure to keep a date night for yourselves. You have to keep your relationship strong." Ash and I just looked at each other. What the hell was that supposed to mean, I thought. For a split second, I considered telling her off, but I had held back. Her words slowly began to make sense. It was like she had seen couples like us pass through those rooms for years. And she had. She knew we were in for one hell of a ride. After all, we wouldn't have been called in like this if it wasn't a big deal. Soon enough, we would figure out what all of this was about. My father-in-law, Jeff, joined us in the treatment room with Ava as soon as he could. We sat there for hours until around 1 a.m. when a doctor came in. She told us that two more pathologists had looked at the blood test results and asked me if I wanted to step outside the room to talk about their findings. We went into the hallway to speak privately. "We're fairly certain your daughter has leukemia," the doctor said. "Are you sure?" I asked back. "We're 99% sure," she said. More emotions hit me at that moment than I could accurately describe. I broke down and cried for a while in the hallway. As you can imagine, 1,000 thoughts, mostly bad ones, went racing through my head. I wasn't an expert on cancer, but I knew it wasn't good. No one wants to receive a cancer diagnosis, especially for your 4-year-old daughter. I pulled myself together, went back into Ava's room, and shared the news with Ashley and her father. Ashley and I went back out into the hallway and cried together. After some time alone, we made a pact that after we told our families the news, we would not allow tears in front of Ava. No matter how badly we felt or how